USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China has hinted that trade talks with the Trump administration could start again very soon, and it has sent global stocks and, since the opening bell this morning, Wall Street stocks up. The vice president's chief of staff, Mark Short, saying of the news,
I can't sit here and tell you when there'll be a deal. I'm optimistic that eventually we will get a deal, but I think the president's been very clear about his position here. For many years, we've had administrations that have basically provided China with favorable terms in which they've continued to even violate those. This president said we're not going to do that anymore, and he's doing that to protect the American worker.
Meanwhile, the Commerce Department has revised its figures concerning economic growth in the year's second quarter. It shows the economy growing at a rate of 2% even. Hurricane Dorian could be a Category 3 when it strikes the southeast U.S. this weekend, and this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.